Where'd you start with that? Oh my goodness gracious me. Hello and welcome back to the Chelsea Echo and welcome to your voice note review of Manchester City 3, Chelsea 1, a game which Chelsea led early doors in that first half. Nani Madueke capitalising on a Kusunov mistake, a young lad in his 20s, in his first game in the Premier League. Didn't have the greatest of games, but guess what? It didn't matter because there's a certain player who played for Chelsea, which Dan's going to talk about very shortly, who also had a horrendous game. Again, Robert Sanchez is, of course, who we are talking about. Chelsea also toothless at the top end of the pitch, aside from that one opportunity which Nani Madueke capitalised on. But that's it, really. Chelsea and their Champions League hopes very much in the balance. Apparently, it was a target at the beginning of the season. Now, it's not a target. The sporting directors shifting the goalposts once again, something which we need to talk about because guess what? These guys are clueless. I'm going to hand you over to Dan for his thoughts on the game and more specifically, Robert Sanchez.
It's hard to know where to begin because there's so much that ties into this failure, but I think that Robert Sanchez sums up Chelsea, Clear Lake Chelsea, Wyn Stanley and Stuart Chelsea in so many ways. The embarrassment of his failings have come to pass, but expectedly, right? I think we all knew this in the summer, or people who had watched him in the summer knew that he was a flawed, fundamentally flawed player. But a fundamentally flawed player being given such trust, being given such political power behind the scenes, I think sums up the issue we currently have with the club. He's not the only player that failed tonight. I think that, you know, Enzo Maresca's strategy and the way the team folded so easily against not a great Man City side after going 1-0 up when they could have been 2-0 up. But I think it's undeniable that Robert Sanchez can no longer be Chelsea's first choice goalkeeper. But the staggering part is he should have never been Chelsea's first choice goalkeeper to begin with. And you have to ask the question, how did we ever get to this point in the first place? Which I think sums it up. So there we go.
Of course, we're going to head straight to the presser and hear what Enzo Maresca had to say about Robert Sanchez. I'm sure you can guess because I think I can.
Yeah, no, Robert for sure is completely aware that he has to do better. He was completely aware after the game. He knows perfectly. And in this moment, it's like this. So there is not, it's just, the good thing is that he's the first one knowing aware that he has to do better.
The Chelsea Echo presents Stat Shaggers.
Different game, same result. Goalkeeper, serious problem. Now the worst in the league statistically. Most errors leading to a goal in the league with 5 ahead of even Murich at Ipswich. Serious problem. His goals prevented today, minus 0.61. His positioning, of course, for that second goal, massively problematic. Probably has to do better for the third as well. Serious problem Robert Sanchez has become for Chelsea. And once again today, in a what was a pretty tight game. I don't think we played well, but it was a tight game and he becomes the problem. You know, what can you say? He is a problem.
Speaking of stat shagging, there was actually a very interesting stat that came up in the press conference and we're going to put it in right here.
And so just come back to Robert, there's a stat come out that says that was his 5th error that's led directly to a goal this season. Nobody's made more than that. Do you still trust him? It's a huge position of goalkeeper. You have to be confident that goalkeeper is going to be secure.
No, yeah, we trust Robert for sure. But in the same moment, as I said, the first one that is completely aware that is making mistake in this moment is Robert. So for sure, we continue to trust Robert. We trust Robert. But now we are 1 entire week and we see the reaction and then we decide for the next game.
I'd like to say it's something that we haven't heard before, but we've heard this over and over and over and over. And as Dan mentioned earlier, realistically, things have to be looked at. Robert Sanchez is not good enough for Chelsea and quite frankly, has probably cost the club Champions League football this season. That was a target at the beginning of the season and it might not be anymore because they'll shift the goalposts to see what suits them so they can keep their jobs. Paul Wyn Stanley, Lawrence Stewart, Ben Roberts, the three of them need to find some new places to go. Somebody in the right levels, hand those guys their P45 because this building that they've done at Chelsea with over 1 billion spent is not good enough. Then I will definitely touch on it in the preview. But before we go, there was this question asked to Enzo Maresca.
Enzo, what do you think about the bigger picture at the moment? So obviously it's not a good run for your side at the moment. How do you see it, and do you think there'll be signings in the next few days?
No, the I just said, for sure, in my opinion, we are a better team than 1 month ago, 2 months ago, because this kind of moment, this kind of games, for sure they are going to make us better and better, because we need to live this experience. I said already 2 weeks ago that from now on we can be fourth, we can be third, we can be five, six. The game until the end now, every game can change a little bit. The good thing is that we are focused and we are trying to improve game after game.
I somehow don't think that 1 win in 7 is getting better. That's just something that is factually accurate. There are some big problems going on at Chelsea. Enzo Maresca's unfortunately the one in the hot seat and in the firing line. And he has to deal with the pressures from above as well, from people that are incompetent and making his job more difficult. But that, Enzo, is factually incorrect. So, looks like we're going to be in for a hell of a ride for us this season. Transfer window's nearly closed. Hopefully Chelsea can get something done at this window, because my God, do we need it. But that has been the Chelsea Echo's voice note review of Manchester City 3, Chelsea 1. We'll see you for the next one. My God, I hope it's a little bit better. See you later.